If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, we actually didn't talk about what we were going to talk about before this episode. So, I mean, it could be anything. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm. Right, Brandon? It could be anything.
It could be just about anything. I have all the things I want to talk about. I put them in the show notes. I'm surprised you didn't see.
I have the show notes open. I have edited them. Did I delete all the things you want to talk about?
I'm surprised you haven't seen all of the stuff that I wrote in the show notes today.
All right, here's the deal. I welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm, the show where me and Brandon talk for an hour. We have been doing something, and I think we've talked about it on the podcast. For our fantasy football league, we have been recording a Swiffle Southwest Football League exclusive mini podcast just for our fantasy football league. Yes, that's the level of nerds you get with this podcast. Mm-hmm. So, in our group chat on our league Facebook page, Brandon keeps talking about me putting stuff in the show notes podcast. When we do like zero prep for the podcast, we literally open up what the fantasy scores are right before we start, and then we start talking. I now feel like I'm going to miss something when we record that later, because you've been like, put it in the show notes, Travis. And you tag me. You tag my freaking account.
Every time.
And then I'm like, there's no notes. There are no notes. And for a guy that never does show notes in any of our other podcasts, I'm interested in what you have to say this week. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing pretty good, Travis. By the way, everybody, I'm Brandon. That is Travis, the guy who is suspiciously absent on the show notes for this week, for this and Swiffle
maybe,
Boys.
Maybe we're operating off two sets of notes. This should be very interesting.
Yeah, you know, he likes to talk a big game about how many show notes he writes, but let me tell you,
so many notes.
I haven't seen a single show note from Travis this week. Meanwhile, in the Facebook Swiffle Boys group, I'm like, man, that's cream of the crop content. Put in the show notes, right?
Note it up.
And you're like,
note it.
And you're like, Brandon, you know I don't do show notes. You know I don't. And I'm like, nah, dude, you do. You do. Come on. Just at least this one time. This one time.
I've done so many notes. I have so many. We need to wrap up this podcast so we can get over to Swiffle Boys. It's really the reality of it.
All right, everybody. Tune into our private Facebook group over at Swiffle. And
if you are new here, you can actually follow us a number of ways. You can go to Facebook if that's still a platform you choose to, you know, utilize. Facebook.com/apathetic enthusiasm show. You can go to email us at apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. Instagram is apathetic_enthusiasm. And our website, apatheticenthusiasm.com. You can watch video versions of the podcast. Figure out what Brandon is chewing by going to youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm.
You know. You know what I'm chewing.
Oh, we know what it is. We know what it is. Or you can you can support the show financially by going to our Patreon, patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. a huge thanks to everybody over on Patreon for all your support. And that is, that's it. That's the show.
That's that.
Brandon, I have to know, it's driving me crazy. What's the first topic that you have in your show notes?
What is the first topic I have in my show notes? It's really just asking you, Travis, how you're doing. That's every show notes that I have.
That's
it's like,
got it.
Ask a co-host what they are doing and how they are doing.
Deflect attention to other podcast hosts. That's the secret to your success.
But if you want me to start, it's the top of the third. Dodgers are up 1-0.
Oh man, I hope they lose. All right. So, how am I doing? I'm doing good. It's Monday. It's Monday night. We always record on Mondays for the most part. And just recovering from a long weekend. Mm. I was actually busy.
Really?
Like all weekend.
You're never busy.
I try not to be too busy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was jam packed. So much to do. So much to see.
Well, tell me about that. What made you so busy this weekend compared to all of the other weekends that you're not busy?
Well, obviously Lorcana, I do all the time. But
does it count? Does Lorcana count as busy anymore? It's a way of life.
Part of who I am. It's part of who I am. It is tournament weekend. I did not fly to Milwaukee for the Disney Lorcana Challenge, which was a almost 2,000 player event that took place out there.
Hosted by Alice Cooper.
Yep. Miliwake, as the Native Americans used to say. Funny story, actually. That movie that you're referencing, Wayne's World, after I went and played Lorcana, and we'll circle back to this in a bit. We went to a Halloween party.
Huh.
And the invitation said, Halloween party, come bring some food, maybe. Costumes optional if you're lame. So I didn't want to be lame, but I also didn't want to buy a full costume. So I still had a black mullet wig and Wayne's World hat from when I dressed up as Wayne from Wayne's World like 10 years ago. So, and then Sheena went as Garth and we were Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World again. And it was great. Yeah, it's real solid costume.
That's good. Because
then I just had to wear black t-shirt and jeans and go swing.
Yeah, so easy. Yeah. So easy. It's a low-hanging fruit of costumes, really.
Yeah. You just kind of push the hair back every so often.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, I know how that goes. I just go as Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel.
That doesn't count. You're always going as that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always find it funny because, like, I don't go to a ton of parties. I'm not cool. I'm not hip to the scene. But when I do, you know, you go to parties, you meet new people, you're introduced to new people. And at a Halloween party, you're meeting people for the first time and neither of you look like what you normally look like. Like there's probably a house full of people there that had no idea I was completely lacking in hair. I was 100% follically challenged. They just saw these long, luscious locks of jet black hair. We're like, party on, Wayne.
Party on, Wayne. Man, is that your real hair? Well, it's kind of a similar story. I went to a Halloween party, and I went as a Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs when he tucks his penis between his legs. So people were like, oh, are you a girl? I'm like, do I look sexy? Do I turn you on?
Yeah.
So same thing.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. That's an interesting choice for a costume, especially a middle school Halloween costume that you were chaperoning.
I was chaperoning the dance. the middle school dance. Like, sir, you can't. Like, you said I could wear whatever I wanted to wear.
That's awful.
So
that's
now, so now 50 feet away.
yeah.
Is what the judge said.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess like parties when you're over 40 is really just like an excuse to go eat food, maybe have some beverages, and just have conversations with people that you're loosely acquainted with.
Yeah, that you barely yeah. want to be acquainted with at all ever. Anyway,
except for our mutual friend Ryan, who was there because he is next door neighbor to the person that's hosting the party.
I love so Ryan, man.
I basically just got to hang out with Ryan for a whole night. So it was top tier party. It was great.
But, you know, sometimes when you don't know anybody there. So Saturday, Dexter had a party at his friend's house. The adults were there, you know, kind of hanging out too. But it was like a pumpkin carving party. So Dexter went. Originally, I was going to go, but. Part of my story is what I did the night before. So I was like, I'm too tired. So I didn't go. Chelsea dropped him off. Then she went to go pick him up because he hadn't responded to the text. And so she's like, okay, it's 7. I'll go pick him up.
Probably dead.
Which it's funny. It's like always the first thought our wives
you
have.
Know how these pumpkin carving parties get.
He probably stabbed the pumpkin, and when he pulled the knife out, like, it went right across his wrist, and he was just splurting all over the place, and he can't text me because he's dying. He's dying right now.
And none of the adults there thought to call.
Yeah. And they, like, they take his phone and, like, put it right in front of his face to unlock it.
Because nobody knows phone numbers anymore.
It's kind of true, but... So anyway, so she goes to pick him up, and they're like, oh, hi. Oh, she's like, I'm Dexter's mom. Oh, come on in. You want some cake? Do you want to hang out? Yeah. And so she's like, yeah, sure. She's already feeling kind of uncomfortable. She's like, no, you know, I'll just hang out. And so the people that she was talking to, like, and I say talking to very, very loosely, Chelsea sat down, and then everybody else walked away and left her alone in the living room. So Chelsea is feeling very, very uncomfortable by herself in this house. Nobody talking to her. She's like, okay, Dexter, you ready to go? He's like, I don't want to go. I'm like, yeah, well, if you felt like I felt right now, you would want to leave too.
You would leave if you were in my position.
And yeah. So they all left. I did not go, and thank goodness I did not. But I did. Next day, there's another party. There was another party that Dexter had. This one...
All you guys do is party all the time.
Party
all the time.
What I did the next day was Dexter had another birthday party. Had a birthday party. It wasn't for his birthday, but one of his friends. It was at the ice skating rink. Travis, when was the last time you've gone ice skating?
Confident that it's within the last 5 years because it was in this state.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That.
But it probably less over 3 years ago, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's much more recent than mine, which I think I went ice skating once when I was like 15 or 16.
That's like at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know. At least 10 years ago. So originally I wasn't going to ice skate. And I was just going to let Dexter do his thing, watch him struggle. And because he's never been before, he's basically never even done roller skating, really. Like he's okay with rollerblading a little bit. But definitely not ice skating. Definitely his first time. And so I had hung out with my dad a little bit earlier. We went to go get Mexican restaurant, had some nudo and some margaritas. And then he was like, I got to go take Dexter to this ice skating rink. And he's like, okay. So he was driving me. He dropped me back off at the house. And then I was like, okay, love you, Dad. See you later. And so we start driving, and his house is on the way. to the ice skating rink. So he's like kind of in front of us. He pulls into the ice skating rink parking lot. And funny old dad, funny old man. And then Dexter and I get out and then go inside the building. Sure enough, my dad is there waiting for us. Like, okay, all right. So this happened. That's cool. You know, he wants to hang out. Like, cause I was just going to be hanging out by myself basically while Dexter did his thing.
Yeah. Why not get some margaritas at the ice skating rink and keep this party going?
You're not entirely incorrect. So, all right. If anybody's listening, I want you to know this is not my MO. All right. Stealing is not what I do.
Oh, what?
Bear with me, Travis. Bear with me. Stealing is not what I do. So Dexter goes up and he's got a sticker that says he's part of this party. And then he's like, what size skate do you wear? He's like, I wear this size shoe. Like, okay, they gave them to him. And I'm just like, there, I'm about to put some, help Dexter put the skates on. And my dad, who does not have a sticker, has not paid for his skates, goes up to the table and is like, yeah, let me grab size 9. And they're like, okay. They grab the size 9 skates and they hand them to my dad. I'm like, all right, well, okay. Good for you, dad. So while I'm still putting the skates on Dexter, my dad goes out to ice skate and he's like, yeah, I've ice skated before. I know how to do this.
Yeah. Triple axles, you know, the huge.
And so he goes and I guess he does like one or two rounds around the rink. And he's like, yeah, I don't need to do that anymore. I'm going to fall. And then this will be the first hip I break. So no, I'm not doing that anymore. Dexter starts skating a little bit. He's like, here, take the skates and go get your own. So I'm like, I don't know. The damage is already done.
The toothpaste is out of the tube at this point.
I'm complicit in this. So I go up to
tell that to the tell that to the feds. Tell that to ICE when they come looking for you.
We're looking for an ice skating ring. So I'm like, yeah, I'll take 10 and a half. I actually need 10 and a half. And they're like, oh yeah, we don't do halves. Like, you want to do a 10 or 11? Like, okay, I'll do the 11. Then they hand me the 11s. Like, all right, well, let me do this. Let me see if I eat shit as karma for what's happening next. I did not. I was like, I'm pretty good at this, surprisingly. And so then I'm like, I'm skating around and like passing up Dexter, who has like the little walker, the little ice walker.
You're like doing the hockey stop and like spraying ice into your son's face. Yeah. And being like, catch up, nerd.
Get up. Come on, scrub. Put the walker away, baby. You know, stuff like that. Like body checking him into the glass.
We do not condone this type of parenting, by the way. This is purely a bit for comedy.
And then my dad is just like waiting, like, you know, where like the hockey players are on the side and a little booth, whatever.
Yeah, the penalty box.
The penalty box, yeah. And so
that's where they put him for stealing ice skates.
So I'm just like kind of talking to him. And you know this with ice skating, they have like these like little like carts that you can put on the ice. Some of them look like seals, some of them look like reindeer. He's like, hey, push me on one of those. And I'm like, Dad, you don't even have any skates on. He's like, that doesn't matter. I'm like, go grab one. I'm like, all right. So I grab a seal and then he gets on it. And I start pushing. My dad's like videotaping as like I'm like pushing him on the ice skates as the seal at the ice skating rink. I'm like, man,
who invited the Cruises? Who invited three generations of Cruises to the ice rink party?
What a day. And then I try not to embarrass Dexter, but then my dad.
But it is in your nature.
No,
right?
I didn't do it. But,
okay.
but Dexter was hanging out with one of his friends. He's got a lot of friends who are girls. And so one girl like skated. He's like, hey, do you know Dexter? He's like, yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty cool kid, huh? She's like, yeah, he's come to my party. And he's like, oh yeah. No, he's really great. He's a really cool kid. Dexter came over. Like, hey Dexter, do you like her? Like, no. Fuck her. Forget about it. Forget about it.
Forget I said anything. Keep skating.
Like, Dad, you're gonna it's funny. Anyways, so that was my day yesterday.
That's great. That's very good. I spent a lot, so I did go play Lorcan on Saturday. It was a set champs. I have talked for years on this podcast about my always a bridesmaid, never a bride, always, you know, trying to get better at the game, trying to compete well. I strategically picked a weekend when all the really good players in the area would have flown to Milwaukee to play in the big tournament. So I was like, yeah, I definitely have to play this weekend. And wouldn't you know it, after like 5 hours or something, I came out on top and I won my first championship. I have to show off my trophy.
Congratulations, man. That's huge.
There's no trophy, by the way.
well, I mean, the playmat is a trophy in a way.
Yeah. So this is what I won. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So for those who are watching not watching the video, when you're playing Lorcana, there's like a big playmat. It looks like a gigantic mouse pad.
Huge mouse pad.
But it's got the dragon from that one movie about the dragon, Maleficent.
You got the name right. Very good. Mm-hmm. You don't know what movie Maleficent is from, though?
Yeah. Pocahontas, I believe, is the colors of the wind. Like, she fights Maleficent with the colors of the wind and like the leaves, and they like cut the dragon's neck off. Everybody knows.
Yeah,
that.
You nailed it. You nailed it, Brandon. So Sleeping Beauty is the movie that Maleficent is from. Anyway, winners get a play mat that says champion on it. These are pretty exclusive. You can only get them by winning a set championship. And I've never gotten one. Caleb has like three of them now or something. He's won several. But this Maleficent one was one that I was really hoping to get. I really liked the design of it. I thought it looked really cool.
Yeah.
And so I was grinding. I'd be grinding these last couple months trying to be competitive enough to get one.
It's really cool. So the picture I saw of it when you did win, you're like, oh, I got this, by the way. It looks better as you watch it move, because it does have that kind of like glitter, for
black foiling.
Foiling. Yes, there you go.
So here's the interesting thing, is the official playmats do not have that foiling. Like, that is a perk because of where I won it and how I happened to win it. There is a lady in my area who does custom foiling on playmats.
Oh.
And she charges people. And so she has actually like scanned the playmats and then like maps out where to put the foil on them, and then uses like a Cricut or something to cut out the pieces, and then like heat presses them onto the playmats to do custom foiling.
It's an official playmat, but the foiling is not the official part of it.
It's 100% a custom job on an official playmat.
That's fantastic.
And when I won, because the guy that was running this tournament is actually a person that eliminated me a couple of weeks ago in a tournament and went on to win the whole thing, right? So he won the playmat, and then his friend, this other lady, went and foiled it for him, and like they posted about it. She has like an Etsy shop and stuff where she does it for other people. So it was already foiled and done, and they had it there. And so when I won, he was like, well, do you want the foil or non-foil one? And I was like, I thought about it for a minute and I was like, give me that foil one. It looks sick. So now he got the other one and she's just going to foil a second one for him. And I'm like, sweet, free foiling on my playmat. So, I do think it looks really good. The addition of the foiling on it as well.
I do have two thoughts. First thought is, how much does that cost on her Etsy?
If you were to just buy like the playmat outright, I think she's charging upwards of like $60 or something like that. I don't know, like maybe more. If you provide a playmat and she just adds the foiling to it, maybe it's like 40 or 50, but then if you're also buying the playmat, then it's like 80, I think, or something like that. So
the second question is, how soon before Disney and Ravenscroft Games just starts doing
Ravensburger,
that they just start doing it, because that is bitching to have the official one?
They already have foiled playmats, but they are almost always exclusive to like special tournaments or stuff like that. So the first year of the big Disney Lorcana Challenge tournaments, the big 2,000 player tournaments, one of the really hard things you could get as a prize was a foil playmat of the Cinderella as like a knight. And then there was like all this foiling around it. And like, so the armor shined and stuff, and there was kind of glitter, you know, like all around it and stuff like that. This year, competitors in the top 16, I believe, get a Elsa playmat that has foil all over it. So like the snow and ice and stuff is all foiled. So the value is up there because of the exclusivity of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get foiled playmats of Simba and Mulan if you earn enough prize tickets over the weekend.
Those are both from Pocahontas, I believe.
Yeah, all of the things I've mentioned are from Pocahontas. You're correct.
Colors of the Wind. Colors of the Wind.
Interestingly enough, Pocahontas is coming to Lorcana in an upcoming set. One of the few properties not yet featured.
Interesting. In Disney Lorcana. Interesting. Yeah. That's strange. I thought Pocahontas was in there already, or like some characters from Pocahontas at least.
Not yet.
John Smith, generic white guy who gave everyone
smallpox
and syphilis. You know, all of the main characters of the movie Pocahontas.
Yeah. Which you are very familiar.
Eradicating an entire race of people.
We'll move on from Lorcana very shortly, I assure you. There's a new set coming out in about 2 weeks. They've been doing all the reveals for the new cards. A lot of popular characters returning, but excitement because they were adding characters from the Disney, like, 90s TV animated series Gargoyles. I don't know if you ever watched this show or
I wasn't a big fan of Gargoyles. No,
I never got into it. But some of the artwork looks really cool.
Yeah.
They were adding characters from the Black Cauldron, which was a huge flop in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But some really cool artwork. I've tried to go back and rewatch Black Cauldron. The movie is so slow, and it's really hard to get through.
It's not very good.
But the
good.
Artwork of these cards, like, some really great-looking cards. And then, as, like, a secret, they put in Easter eggs throughout the reveal season of the new cards, where they had all these extra letters. And the letters, I think, spelled out Sleepy Hollow or Headless Horseman or something like that. And characters from Ichabod and Mr. Toad, no Mr. Toad, just the Headless Horseman storyline from that movie are all coming. So there's like some Headless Horseman cards, okay. Some Ichabod Crane cards, all that stuff.
What other properties have they not come out with? I'm gonna list a few and you tell me if there are representations for these properties. Okay.
Okay.
Mary Poppins.
No, live action movie.
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
No, also a live action movie.
But it's got animation in it.
It both do have animation in it, but are primarily live action films.
But it has animation in it. So as long as it has animation, right? Like Dr. Doolittle, I'm not going to say that. All right, because that's, you know, that's all. Okay. Let's see. Marsupilami.
Not a Disney movie?
It's not a Disney movie, but it's a show. It was a Disney show. It was on KCAL 9.
Yeah, no, not that one.
What about nope. Bonkers? Was Bonkers? I don't know nope. if Bonkers was a... Okay.
I do think Bonkers was technically maybe Disney, but no Bonkers. We do have a lot of DuckTales. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of Tailspin and Rescue Rangers. Yeah. Now we have Gargoyles and...
Gummy Bears. Do you have Gummy Bears?
Bouncing here and there and everywhere. We don't. Not yet, but... Darkwing Duck is coming in the next set after this one.
I might actually play now with Darkwing Duck coming out.
No, you won't. Stop
that was,
it.
That was you my. That was, Darkwing Duck was my jam, man. Gizmo Duck. I just loved how Gizmo Duck went from DuckTales to Darkwing Duck. And I loved Darkwing Duck was like, okay, this is the Batman show I want, but it's still kids enough for me. You know, Fenton Crack show.
There is a Gizmo Duck card already. Based on
DuckTales. So. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, because then Launchpad goes to Darkwing Duck too. Like there's continuity there. I love the continuity of the Darkwing Duck.
Have you watched the new DuckTales at all?
Not a whole lot. A couple episodes. Yeah. There were some
weird cards coming out in this set that I was like, I need to maybe check out the show a little bit. It's all right. It's not my favorite, but there are some moments in the show where I'm like, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's a little bit, they lean a little bit more into the might solve a mystery part, or rewrite history.
Yeah. I'm not going to quote the rest of the song. I just want to give you an update, Travis. Woo! It's 3-2 Blue Jays lead the Dodgers at the top of the fourth.
Let's go. And checking in on the more important score, it is still 40-47 in me and James's face off in fantasy football. So I refreshed the page and all of a sudden it was like 73-70 and I was like, what happened? But I just happened to go to Bob's team when it refreshed. Yeah. So I just gotta hang in there for 30 more minutes of game time. But my win probability percentage continues to tick upward.
Good.
All right. So yes, I played Lorcana. I went to a, Halloween party but let's talk a little bit about live music. Let's talk about, seeing some concerts, some bands. You messaged me that you were, I couldn't really tell what was going on in the picture. You're just like, I'm at a concert. You told me what the concert is, but I'm trying to not steal your thunder.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's thunder. Thunder up. A lot of people don't know.
Let's see if they're winning.
A lot of people don't know the band Viagra Boys.
What?
And a lot of people may...
I still don't know who they are.
And a lot of people might also like Viagra Boys. They're a strange band, but I just love they're punk rock, but in a way that's like they're doing their own thing. It's not like MXPX or Millencolin or Blank or Bad Religion, like that driving punk. It's like this very, like, they've got saxophone, they've got synthesizer, they've got stuff. They're from Sweden. The lead singer is actually American, but when he was a kid, he moved to Sweden. And so they're fucking weird. And I love them so much. And so the first time I saw them was last year at this little music festival called No Values. It was in Pomona, California. And they have a bunch of old school punk bands. They had the Misfits, Descendants. They had Suicidal Tendencies there. At night, I had found... Viagra Boys just on Spotify randomly. This song, Troglodyte. I'm like, this song is so good. And so I listened to the album. And I'm like, I really, really like this. I would like to see them while they're at that No Values. And In the Pit was like the first time I'd been in a pit, maybe my whole life, that I'm like, I'm having so much fun right now getting the shit beat out of me. I'm like enjoying this so much. It was such a great experience. I found out they were playing here down at the Shrine, which is by USC. Okay, I want to go check him out again. So that was on Friday night. It was game one of the World Series, Dodgers, Blue Jays. And my buddy, who's my concert buddy, Justin, he was like, yeah, man, that's game one of the World Series. I'm like, I already bought the tickets, motherfucker. Like, we're going, man. He's like, all right, we'll make a deal. We'll go to a bar. We'll go to a sports bar, watch the game, and then we'll go to the concert. I'm like, okay, got it. So this is also the very, very first time ever that I've gone to a sports bar for a team that I wanted to watch play. And, you know, like,
and not just because you're like, I'll drink while you watch sports.
And like in a bar full of people that are watching the same team, wanting that team to win. Because like in Oklahoma, Arkansas, everywhere I've been, if you go to like Fox and Hound or some sports bar, there's always going to be some people who are like, they're there to see somebody else.
By the way, Fox and Hound, not yet featured in Lorcana cards.
I was about to ask. So, yeah. Neither is Brave Bear. And so, like the Patriots fans for a long time, like you would go to any bar in basically any of the states, and it'd be like there would be a section just completely dedicated to Patriots fans. And it's like, and I'm like the lone Dolphins fan, like, oh, well, eh. And they're like, yeah, shots for everybody that's in the section, right?
Except the guy in the Dolphins jacket.
Kill him. I'm surprised I survived those days. So like being in a Dodgers bar in downtown LA, it's a USC bar because it's like right across from USC. I was like, oh shit, this is a sea of blue. This is cool. This is kind of cool to be around all these people.
I mean, it also helps that both teams wear blue.
It does.
It's easier to blend in.
It's a score update. 4-2, Blue Jays.
I'm so sorry.
I'm telling this story about going to a Dodgers bar.
By that, I mean I'm not. I'm so happy about
that. I'm telling a story about being in a bar in LA watching a Dodgers game, and the Dodgers are losing right now. So this is why I don't follow sports. I stay back.
But did they win? But they won the night you guys went to the concert, right?
No, they definitely did not. Yeah, they definitely lost that game. Yeah. But I won because I went to that concert that night. And let me tell you, it was still fun. What I've learned about my, I didn't spend that much time at concerts and going in pits and stuff like that, because I just didn't have anybody that would do that with me. Like early on in my teenage years, joining the Air Force, I had friends that were punk rock, and they would go into the pit, and so we'd all do that together, right? Between like 2003 and 2023, those people were not in my life. So
what he's telling you is I would never went in a mosh pit with him.
That's right.
That never happened.
That's right.
I mean, he didn't invite me to a lot of mosh pits.
I did. To be fair, I did not. The closest we did was at the Adult Swim Fest for the Rick and Morty. And even that was like way in the back.
Yeah, that was like, you mean like, oh, the Adult Swim Fest, the very first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Where Ryan Elder did the thing.
Yeah. No, we didn't.
No.
Yeah. As someone that is over 40, and I mean this in no way, no offense to you and your mosh pit tendencies. I don't know if that's for me anymore.
Was it for you before?
I mean, I've been. Not in like a real like hard like let's just beat each other's faces mosh pit. But I mean, I've definitely been in some, you know, the front near the stage of some live shows. So I've done some crowd surfing. I've been that. I crowd surfed at an Offspring concert.
When I say mosh pit, like I'm not the guy who's like, like just doing like the shit kicking stuff. Like I'm just
as I punch my microphone.
Like I'm just trying. I'm making my way to the front, trying to get to the railing up front. Just so I can see the band up close. And, you know.
Yeah, no, I've definitely, like, Warped Tours and stuff way back in the day. Yeah, I've definitely been that guy.
Yeah. And so what I've started learning is the culture of the pit, of, like, trying to get ahead and how pissed off everyone gets at each other, because everyone is vying for that, like, rail spot. And some people are like, they're just like trying to get past you, and they're like, and they're like, they're putting their elbow on your chest, like trying to move you backwards. I'm a small guy. I'm not very big. So I'm like, I'm not on the rail, but I'm like behind the people who are up in the rail. This guy and this girl were right in front of me. And like, he is basically like trying to keep him and her there. And I'm at this point, I'm like, I got to where I need to be. I'm like, I'm good here, right? I'll stay here. I'm not trying to get in front of them.
Yeah.
There was a woman to the left of me. She was about 2 feet shorter than me. Maybe not 2 feet, but she was much shorter. But she was like trying, like, because she's short, she's like trying to like fish her way in front of me. And I'm like, no, thank you. So like, I'm like, elbow out, like, oh, I'll listen to music. Oh, this is fun. And then the music stops, you know, there's the song ends, and she's like, excuse me, your elbow's in my boob. Like, okay, sorry, you can move. like here, sorry, I'm gonna move my elbow lower than your boob, but it's still gonna be there, because you're
just rested on my elbow.
You are not getting in where I am. Yeah. And on the other side, there's this tall dude. The music started again. Tall dude. And he's like, because he's fucking tall, he's like resting his arm on my shoulder. And I'm like, ha 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 ha. Get off, man. He's like, hey, yo, chill, man, chill. Like, get your fucking arm off me. Yeah. I'm not your armrest. Anyways, it's fun. It's fun because it's a little.
You explain it in such a way that seems so much fun.
It's a strange competition to be like, I want to enjoy where I'm at. Just stop pushing me.
Yeah,
you're not getting.
I always find those like videos where it's like an open like festival or something, and the race where people like from the time they open the gates. Like a foot race to get to the rail, and then some dude like is standing there, and he like puts his elbows out, spreads his legs super wide to just try and like take up as much space as possible in like that front center stage location, as everybody else is kind of doing the same, fanning out from whatever dude somehow mustered whatever like track energy that he had from eighth grade to get down there and get a spot. Even though it's like 6 hours before the band he wants to see is going to be on, they're like, "I'm just going to be here. This is it.
Just going to be here.
This is my choice."
There's, you know, in those open festivals, there's a strategy for like, oh, that band is leaving. The band I want to see is coming up in a couple bands from now. I will start moving my way as other people leave. Like You know, there's a little strategy.
I mean,
there.
It's essentially our convention panel strategy.
Yeah.
There's a panel we want to see in 2 hours. Let's go to the Phineas and Ferb panel and start moving our way up.
Yeah. Just with more bruising, I think is a thing.
Yeah. More sweat, BO. Well, maybe not. All right. Maybe it's about comparable. I go ahead.
No. I have a couple more things about music, but. you know, I've talked enough. You go ahead. And well, I'll come
so,
back to it.
So in a rare crossover of activities, I also went out and enjoyed some live music this weekend.
Oh.
Which I didn't fully know whether or not it was going to happen. Very different scene than you experienced. A friend of ours from way back in the day, 20 years ago, you remember Jenna Davis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember Jenna. Of course I remember Jenna.
So she's back in town. She lived out in Nashville for a while, and now she's back here. But she was doing kind of like, not really an open mic night, but more of like just they opened up a coffee shop to do like acoustic sessions. Mm-hmm. And so she let us know that she was playing. And Allie was really excited to go check it out too. And so we're like, yeah, let's go out and hang out and see some live music. Unfortunately, it started at 6 and none of us knew that she was going on first.
Oh.
So we got there like at like 6:10, missed probably her first two songs, not super long sets for anybody. So we got to hear her play a few songs. But then they had like saved us like some seats right up in the front too. Oh, no. So like we like kind of like, you know, like shoving our elbows into people's chests and stuff.
Not at all.
Travis, we just walked up to the front and sat down.
Sheena's like, get your elbow off my boob.
Like that's where I keep it. All right. So watched her a couple songs and then stayed for like the rest of the artists, and it was just a bunch of like guys coming up, and sometimes it'd be somebody solo, sometimes it'd be like a trio. At one point they brought up this like old dude with a trumpet that was like playing with it was somebody on keys, somebody on bass, and somebody on drums, and he just started, and they were just like riffing like some jazz. Basically jazz was not the theme of the evening, but they're like, yeah, bring your trumpet up here, let's go for it.
Nice. No, that's cool.
Aimed that trumpet right in my face too. He was just
and he's looking at but you.
Yes. Summertime. But
wow,
yeah,
wow,
so
wow, wow, was, wow, was, wow, 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 wow. With the little, it was the just, muter.
Yeah. Wow, wow. Whatever the plunger thing is that they put on there. You probably know the musical term.
Plunger.
But anyway, I don't get out to see bands a ton anymore, unfortunately. And it was just like a fun experience to see all these people I'd never seen, heard of, you know, knew anything about, minus the one friend that we went to see, of course. Just playing some really good music, a lot of them playing original songs, some of them doing covers. And I was just like, man, these guys are all so good. They're all so talented. It's amazing what, and like none of these people are like really well-known artists. Like right. Some of them, you know, have some stuff out on Spotify that's getting some traction, but like they're really talented. They're really good at music. And I was just like, it's so cool to think about, you know, what people, when they apply themselves, when they put an effort, like a lot of it's behind the scenes, and then all of a sudden, you know, they win the set champs and get that playmat. No, it's just so cool. Like, to see people who are really talented, at different things, like sharing their art and I don't know, there's a point where it's just like being, there's a lot of crap about being humans, right? We get a lot of things wrong, but art is one of those things that's super fun to like enjoy and mm-hmm. just like people doing their thing, and like there's no other, you know, reason for it other than just to express yourself and, you know, share your passion with other people and have other people appreciate it. Like it's really cool.
Yeah. The art is it's perfect imperfections. Like art is made by humans. We're not perfect. And so people putting themselves out there for open mic nights, these little acoustic nights, the things I want to do too, I'm not looking to make money off of any of the music that I make, the half-assed music I make. Some people don't expect that either, but they're still doing it because it's something they enjoy. And they're expressing something about themselves that we have this podcast, right? Like we have said it about this podcast. This is allows us to express things and create something, even if no one's going to listen to it. By the way, the two of you that do, thank you. But
we appreciate both of you.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah,
and me when I'm editing, which is never. So Bob, thank you.
I think Sam might still listen occasionally.
Oh shoot! Hassan. Thanks.
I have to circle back to that party that I was at with Ryan. Ryan was telling all these different stories about me and Sheena because he's like introducing who we are to all these people that he knows, mm-hmm. right? And there's a point where Ryan brought up the fact that we podcast and stuff. And he was talking about being at like a work function somewhere or something and talking about, oh yeah, I have some friends that do like a podcast. It's like a Rick and Morty podcast. And the person was like, which one? And he was like, such and such, like Travis and Brandon. And she's like, you know Travis? And he's like, yeah, no, we've been friends for like years. No way. You don't actually know that. And I was like, I don't believe the story's real, Ryan, because I don't believe that there's people that care that much about our podcast. But it's cool to think about.
Yeah,
like, it's interesting that there's, I don't know, those downloads have to go somewhere. I guess it's someone's ear.
Someone somewhere has to do it. My friend from high school, Carrie Poppy, she had a podcast for a long time. Oh no, it's Ross and Carrie. And I was like, every once in a while, I'd be like, oh yeah, my friend Carrie, she does this podcast. It's they don't say skeptic, but they like go and explore different religions and stuff like that. Not anymore. It's over now. But people are like, really?
They figured it out.
You know,
they figured out which one's right.
You know who Carrie is? Like, yeah, no, I went to high school with her. She bought me a bowling shirt for Christmas one time. it's a bright red bowling shirt, and I still have it to this day. Like, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. And so, like, the same thing with that this person talking to Ryan. You're like,
yeah,
really? People know who I am. To be fair, a lot more people know who Carrie is than they do us, but. It's interesting. It's interesting that people think of us. I want to talk about one last thing before we go. Yes, you're adjusting your camera.
Yeah, no, for audio listeners, I'm using a new camera tonight, and I think it might be moving slightly throughout the podcast. I don't know. It's fine.
I think it looks fine, but it's like one of those like in movies where there's like the very, very slow zoom as like there's tension building in the scene. And like if you're not paying attention, you won't notice it. You just feel something's off. So maybe that's what's happening with your camera.
It could be. I just noticed I could see things in frame that I don't usually see when we're recording. I was like, why is my Lorcana Challenge Atlanta badge hanging in the... Oh, because it's showing way, way more of that. I mentioned Lorcana again, so that's your cue to drink.
Clock it. All right. So the last thing about live music, I don't know if you saw this video, Travis. It came out maybe like a month ago, and it's got Matt Berry in it, the Matt Berry, who you know him from the IT Crowd, What We Do in the Shadows. Snuffbox, a bunch of different things. He's the voice of the dolphin in the SpongeBob movie. And then Jemaine Clement, who's from Fly of the Conchords. He's also in What We Do in the Shadows. He's been in a bunch of different things. What it is, it's like a 12-minute advertisement, basically, for this synthesizer called the Orchid by Telepathic Labs. And it is it's Matt Berry. He's like...
Real product or...
Yes.
Okay.
At first, I'm like, is this a real product? But it, so it's, is this a, it's, yeah. it's kind of like an instructional video. And so Matt Berry is like sitting in front of this thing. Jemaine Clement is narrating it. And then Jemaine is like walking him through all the different ways of using this device. And it's a little synthesizer. And
I want to watch this. I want to stop recording and watch this video.
It's so good. It's so there's fallacies, right? There's logical fallacies out in the world. One of them is appeal to authority, where like advertisements, they deal with this a lot, right? Appealing to authority, where like, because somebody that you respect, that you have a feeling towards is endorsing this product, you're like, I think I should get that. Right? Because they get it. So I got it.
Oh, gee, look at that. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. So I was like, I'm fucking sold. So I got it. Right. And the original Center for Musicians is off. So you can't hear the noises. But so what it is it's a device.
Is that connected to your computer right now?
No. I can connect it to my computer. I can connect it to MIDI. I can connect it to a bunch of different things. It's on its own battery power, so it's on a rechargeable battery. And so it's got like 60 different sounds. The idea behind this thing is it's to make chords. So, okay. The keyboard here, like they can play single notes or, turn it off and then you turn it on, then you can play different chords. So you bit A minor, so on and so forth. These buttons here, and all these are for the video viewers. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can hold, yeah. you can
youtube.com/apathetic enthusiast.
you can push one of these buttons, right? So you have diminished, you have minor, you have major, you have sustain. So if you hold this button down, and if it was just like a regular key, it would already be a minor. So hold that down, press a button, it'd be it's a minor. All right. So then down here you have your sixth, you have your seventh, major seventh, and then your ninth. So you hold this down and then hold one of these down. And then it changes the sound.
This would be probably so much more impressive if you could hear it in the video.
Yeah. So it just sounds so good. And what I love about it is the idea is quit. Like, don't put so much effort into like thinking about different chord shapes and trying to come up with different sounds. Because when you're playing a C, you're playing an F. If you're playing that on a guitar on different areas of the neck, it has a different sound to it. You might be playing an A minor. But if you're playing it down towards the top of the neck versus all the way up, it's going to have a different feel, a different sound. So with a keyboard, with this Orchid, you can create various chord shapes, various chords, chord sounds with different synthesizer feels and come up with progressions. It's really, really, really cool. I'm fascinated by it. And what I love about it is I can still do like the simple shit on guitar and then just add the chord or have the chords here on the synthesizer, the Orchid, and then and then play guitar to it. And I can loop song, I can loop music, I can record music and then overdub and do a bunch of stuff. And so I've done some of that. It fucking rocks.
Yeah, I think it sounds awesome. And I think it's important that crossover listeners who also listen to Interdimensional RSS realize that you have all of this at your disposal to make really interesting music, and yet you still choose to do a cappella riffs every time we switch segments in Interdimensional RSS. I think it's amazing. I just the artistic, the boldness in your artistry, it's really it's inspiring.
And what's
I want to hear what it sounds like. We'll get to that.
Let's do some original sound for musicians back on.
Okay,
let me know if you can hear this.
It's pretty quiet, but yeah,
here we go. All All right. So as I said about the minor, right? So that's already a minor, but here's a minor sixth.
We're going to get flagged for how many times you say minor in this podcast.
And a bunch of different sounds. So let's go some different sounds. We're 4-2 at the bottom of the. Right, just
that's cool.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Thanks, Matt Berry, Jermaine Clement, original sound for musicians. Off. It's so great, man.
Yeah. There are so many people that use Zoom on a regular basis and probably don't know what original sounds for musicians is. But man, do we talk about it a lot.
We really, really, really do. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good stopping point.
Yeah,
we have a very important fantasy related podcast to get mm-hmm. to as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just thank you everybody for sticking around. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, stick around, hit the little bell, you get notified anytime we post new content.
Patty LaBelle.
And it's
Patty LaBelle.
Patty LaBelle. Yeah. Also leave a comment down below. Let us know what you think about any of the stuff we talked about. Yeah. Just do that. Audio listeners, you're the best, because you don't care what we look like. Yeah. But you can always subscribe, rate and review this. Always helps out as well. Follow us on all those socials. And next week, it's going to be November. That's crazy. Yeah.
Happy Halloween, crazy. Everyone, this week.
Happy Halloween. Go get your tricks, your treats. And I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about with that in our next episode, so come back for that as well.
And if you like horror movies and you like talking about movies, our real relationships. We talked about Shaun of the Dead earlier. We talked about Psycho, and then this week we're going to talk about the classic 2009 movie Trick or Treat, which I watch every Halloween since then. I was in the Sam and Trick or Treat before I will be one of those pretentious people.
Did you guys decide to cover Psycho before we talked about it?
No, after. Mm-hmm. And
that's a good one.
Real quick side story on that. Immediately Dexter's like, "Oh yeah, no, he's the killer, right?" And so they're like, "Oh shit, we have to mislead him." And so then by the end of the movie, he's like, "Oh, no, wait, no, it's not him. It's not him at all." And then it ends up being him. He's like, "Well, what the fool?"
Oh, you crazy Hitchcock. Oh, gets me every time. Anyway, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you for listening. I'm Travis. He's Brandon. Until next time.
I'm Brandon. Yeah,
it's still us. I don't know. You think we know how to end these things by now?
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.